Teen Scene Radio. Good evening, everybody. Everyone and everybody, I just want to say thank you again for logging in online and showing us much support at facebook.com/TeenSceneRadio and or TeenSceneDream@gmail.com. It is so wonderful to have you all back here again. With me, I'll make some adjustments real quick. You guys be really good with me for a quick moment. And make some adjustments real quick. Hold on for one moment here. Hold on. See if I can get it working right. Hold on. All right, how does that sound? Okay. Adjust the volume a little bit. Don't go away, guys. Okay, here we go. Teen Scene Radio. All right. Well, they hold on, everybody. Hold on. Okay, sometimes we have challenges like this, but there's nothing, you know, a whole bunch of things going on. However, we're going to start as usual this evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to say thank you to everyone that's patient with us and everyone that that keeps it working. I thought we'd never, at one point, get the show on the road, and we're talking about having the Teen Scene Radio show, not just in our local studio, but all across the nation and in the world. So, everyone, again, thank you for your blessings, for your support, for your wonderful provisions. Thank you. So, you're wondering what we're doing, we're making it work, and that's the main thing. Yeah, so that's better. And go ahead and tell them everything's okay. Yes, okay. All right. Okay, so the future is before us. How many of us have gone back to school this week or last week or are waiting to go back to school? I mean, it's just, it's tremendous. The tremendous, the going back to school experience. Huh? I mean, how about those of us who are graduating from elementary, junior high, from junior high to high school, middle school, huh? Primary school, all the names they have for school. How about those of us graduating from high school, going to college? I mean, come on! Congratulations, by the way, on the next level of educational experience. I, school is one of those things where, you know, you can learn anything. I mean, it's boring otherwise. We're going to sit around at home and watch TV. Hey, come on, how long can we sit around at home and watch TV, twiddling our fingers, laying in bed? I mean, those are all great things. I mean, I do those also. However, how long? You know, you're bored laying in bed. You're bored on the phone. You know, go to the beach. You know, go to the pool. I can enjoy. However, the experience is, I mean, what I experience is getting bored. You know, I can get bored in paradise on vacation. After vacationing for so long, I'm like, okay, what do I want to do now? I'm after winning, you know, winning the gold, after getting the ring, after achieving your life's dreams, huh? After doing everything you always set your mind to and achieve, even if you've never achieved anything. And you seek it to achieve in the future. What is it? We all doing the same thing, sitting around, planning what achievements we're going to accomplish next. I mean, what are we going to do now? Yeah. Whether you're a school teacher, a mechanic, a helicopter pilot, you know, aircraft pilot, military personnel, whether you're just free and don't do anything other than just live a loving, blessed living experience. Come on. I mean, we're sitting around wondering what we're going to do next. I mean, I've got a seminar series coming up. In addition to going to school, I mean, you know, I'm learning programming. Because I learned, you know, script writing and making pages work. You know, I got HTML experience. You know, a few years ago, they taught us the computers of the future. I mean, I could put a web page together, take it apart, put it back together. Like a mechanic to take a car apart, put it back together. But I'm learning. You know, there's some things that I haven't learned about programming. And also, I'm excited about that. I mean, I can go around the world and do multi-million-dollar shows and motivational speaking, and I can touch people's lives. However, that doesn't change the fact that I have a desire in learning how to program more effectively. Okay. I mean, maybe I want to make some websites for my friends and business partners that work. We don't have to go ask somebody else to do it. Yeah. I mean, it's just like building a house. You know, I got websites that are $50,000 websites. Technically, it didn't cost me anything, technically, but then again, it cost more than $50,000 because, you know, my time is important. The hours I put into building the site, you know, writing code. And see, I'm saying this for you guys. It's important. Your trade, your skill is important. I mean, one site I can spend more than $50,000 worth of resources on. The information technology that goes with the site, have to acquire that. I have to decode it, encode it. I have to ensure that it works, that it's effective. Yeah, that it captures the reader. All kind of things are going to building a site. If it's an e-commerce site, I mean, you got to have a shopping cart. You got to have products that work. Right? You got to have a whole bunch of stuff. Same thing with other types of disciplines. You know, a construction worker can get out there with supplies and build a whole house all by himself. I've seen it. You can go on YouTube and see guys build a house all by themselves. I mean, you know, occasionally they get a little bit of help here and there. For the most part, I mean, these guys can build a 2-, 3-, 4-story house, a mansion. I mean, step by step, really, I've seen it. I mean, I don't recommend it. Now, if you build a $1 million house, or let's keep it conservative, let's say you build a $100,000 house all on your own, less or minus the supplies, you can't tell me that the man working, the construction worker working, wasn't worth $100,000 to $1 million. I mean, if the supplies cost $50,000, $100,000, and the house ended up in value being worth more than $1 million, guess what? The construction worker's effort, ethics, and applied functionality was worth more than $900,000. Come on. Come on. Do you all understand what I'm saying? That when you learn a trade, when you learn something, you become valuable. Okay? Now I can fix a web page for somebody. And it's important. And this web page, I mean, I can make this web page be a $10,000 web page, $5,000 web page. Even if it's a $100 web page. If I make it for someone, why wouldn't you say the value? Somebody said, well, you didn't spend any money on that. What do you mean I didn't spend any money on that? I sat there for 5 hours, for 10 hours, programming that page. You know how long I spent in class? You know, some people go to school for 10 months for a certain certificate program. Some people go for 2 to 4 years. You know, even last semester, my e-commerce programming site, my programming class. I'm in school, you know. School generally has a cost. People generally learn how to do what they do so they can apply what they've learned to helping others and actually successfully accomplishing professionally working within a certain discipline, trade and or category in careers. So, I mean, it costs because, people go and work at McDonald's for $10 an hour. Man, I went to the DPSS building, the other county building. They got jobs $20 an hour for people who are general relief. $25 an hour. I mean, come on. Now, if you tell me someone on general relief, straight from the streets of Hard Knocks, can get a $25 an hour job in a position from the county building. I mean, you can take somebody off a skid row off the streets, put a suit on them, and all of a sudden you tell me that this person with just a little bit of knowledge, information, and experience and or training can get a $25 an hour job. Is you telling me that if I get a site that's worth $100,000, $10,000, and I spend 10 hours on that site, what that says is if it's a $10,000 site and I spent 10 hours on it, then guess what? That's $1,000 an hour value. Meaning if I was working for a major corporation and I turned in that site with an expense sheet, with the payment request as an independent representative and or contractor working for the company underneath another company, then that site would have been worth $10,000 in my pocketbook. Okay. Now I was working. I was working with a company, Sinai Corporation, International U.S. Operations. A couple years, from 2008 to 2011. I mean, I continue working with this corporation. However, I made over 200 websites. Now, this is a very intricately designed network. And to this very day, it has yet to have been completed. I was building web pages earlier that are associated with the site. Because when they all intertwine into one site, it's similar to the internet. I mean, when you turn on the internet, all the different sites on the internet that represent different businesses, there are corporations that have the same thing. Hundreds of pages, in some corporations, even thousands of pages that represent the corporate tree and or structure of the organization. Now, when you have consistently growing organizations, this is what it takes. Some people say, no, it doesn't. Well, listen who's talking. Somebody who's never expanded an organization, obviously you don't have any idea what you're talking about. If you're telling me, a professional, that doesn't take effort. It takes effort. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to millions of dollars in effort. Now, you think if 200 websites were just $1,000 a piece, that's $250,000 near. Rounded up to quarters of a million. $250,000 in web design. Now, when you're working for yourself, who's going to pay you for that? When you're working for business partners that don't have $250,000, who's going to pay for that? When you're working for an organization that bottoms out and looks at you and says, you know what, I just don't have it, who's going to pay for that? Just like companies that do research and development. If I'm a research and development company, an organization, or I'm a scientist that has a laboratory in a physics research institute, why wouldn't you say that some scientists require millions up to billions of dollars in research and development capital, sponsorship, and or investment capital, and you don't ever see a dime? Some of these guys build a $1 billion rocket that has never been to space and is sitting there on the launch pad saying, well, I need $200,000 more before I even think about being a rocket that actually take off into space. And they got all the wires hanging out, you know, they make you a little video. You know, and they build you a little presentation to show you what it's going to do when the rocket is completely made. You know? It's like these 200 websites, $250,000 up to $1 million in websites. Actually, worth more than $1 million in websites, believe it or not. These sites all on their own. I mean, I've got some sites that have more than $1 billion in information technology installed that was provided when we transferred information from the Bush administration to the Obama administration, doing internal affairs for the agency. See, nobody understands what it is because I was the writer. I'm the programmer. I know what I put into these sites. I'm understanding and I'm very sure what I programmed into these sites. Trillions of dollars in information technology resources are floating around. I captured enough to actually generate and or begin painting a picture for the future that would suggest that we are all free international citizens. Every country. I mean, a global currency that is so powerfully effective that no one in the world will ever have any challenges with currency. The new world starts with clarity and understanding what it is we're dealing with. I have business partners. You know, in some instances, I've seen business partners give everything they could give. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about spirit, support, sweat, sometimes even in some instances, even blood, semen and saliva. maybe even vaginal secretions, somebody said to say. However, listen, this is serious. All jokes aside, I've been to the mountaintop, Martin said. Hitler said to everybody, Hail Hitler. Bush said we're going in for weapons of mass destruction. Obama said change I can. And Ajim Emanuel Rogers Frazier says we're living really seriously in a free world. A world that is filled with opportunity. The information technology age has balanced in such a tremendous degree in nature that everyone has the opportunity to make it in this world. Every citizen from every country, even if you don't consider yourself a citizen, we have the opportunity to become someone and or somebody. You can do anything that you desire. You can become anybody. Just like acting in a movie. That is one of the things I love about living, about creation. And do you realize what I love about you? All of you. Everyone listening. Everyone in creation. That I've made you all, in my mind, the most wonderful people ever in creation. In the past, the present, the future, in the linear, circular continuum. In every dimension. In every star system, universe, galaxy, you are all the most wonderful people. I love you so much. You have made this living experience so wonderful. Challenges. I've seen some things that I wouldn't want anybody else to see. I've bled in a pool of my own blood. And I can tell you that none of us desire anything similar to that. However, in Jesus' name, in Allah's name, in El Dios' name, in all those who had superior power's name, the supreme architect's name, in creation's name, in my most increased powerful state, I got up with your help. I smile every day with your help. I'm living good now. I'm going to challenge you. Yeah. I'm working on moving into a nicer spot, a nicer place. Yeah. I roll luxurious cars and I rode the metro. I've been in a million-dollar house. I've been on the street. I mean, we've always had assets. I've always been a millionaire. All my whole life, since I was a baby, I've been a millionaire. However, there were experiences that said, well, it was almost as if I didn't have anything, and I almost lived like I wasn't. Even now, in some instances, you have to set everything you have to the side, and you have to start fresh as if you didn't have what you have. Especially when you're coming up with solutions for people who have nothing. Put myself in a position of someone who has nothing so I can come up with a solution, a formula, a calculation of how we're going to make it if we have nothing. if there's a desert and there's not one building, guess what? We have to build. Maybe we need a grocery store. Maybe we need some housing. Maybe instead of warring in an area, all we need is to assign positions to the people and put in a school. Where you're no longer the general lieutenant, you're the school principal and the enrollment director. You're no longer Al-Qaeda or the ISIS faction group. You're the grocery store produce man and the housing manager. A lot of these guys overseas came out of the temples praying and they ended up holding firearms in their hands. And some people blamed it on the CIA and said that the CIA was responsible for putting them in a position where they have to defend themselves. And I'm saying, look, it doesn't matter anymore. Because now these are all fathers in the future and community leaders who lead their families to school every day, who lead their wives in breastfeeding the babies and raising strong families and are themselves on the way to work, online, liking photos on Facebook, and joining in global social media networks that are powerful in love and happiness and oneness in the international U.S. operations experience. We got a couple minutes here. However, I'm going to tell your family, I love you. Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com or facebook.com/teenscenedream. I want to thank everyone for joining the show. For all of us who are going back to school, enjoy your experience. Make sure no matter what you look like, whether you've got new clothes or the same clothes, make it to class. And for those of you on online experiences, enjoy your online experience. Ask questions if you have to. Go to the campus and see if someone can help you if you have trouble, if you have some challenges logging in. For those of us joining in school clubs, I look forward to meeting you in every school, in every state, and everyone who's leading up a club. Some of you will meet your mates that you will marry and have children with in college. And some of you all in high school, your high school love, 30 years and 50 years from now, 100 years from now, you look at your high school and college pictures, your elementary pictures. Some of you meet people in the library that you'll be with forever. Friends, spouses, the people who make you smile, the people who make you happy the most, the people, electricity in our body, conducted, and the value in our experience increased. I love you. This show is a simple show. Oh, another thing before we get off the line. Sponsors. We need sponsors for the college club, sovereign youth programs, international business clubs, international business programs for international U.S. operations and college clubs. We need sponsors for continue keeping the media working. Janae, I didn't forget about you in One Star Radio. We need to get you in One Star Radio, Miss Platinum. Get it working. Okay, I know you've been over here reproducing and getting back into your looking good situation. So let's get it working. Housing, transportation, sports and fitness. Stay fit. Eat healthy. I've been on a juice. Nutrition and balance. eating mostly juices, 98% juice, a little bit of peanut butter. However, that actually mixes in with the juice pretty well, so I consider the juice too. And cleanse your soul. I love you, Tasha, the sexy spiritual mama. I look forward to seminars with you in the very near future. We have yet to put the schedule together. However, we're almost finished with the site for you all to see. So have a good night, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, depending on what hour you're listening to this show. And I'll see you soon in your city. Whether it's a radio interview, album signing, or a radio station broadcast, at an event, an award show, television show, performance, I'll see you there. Love you! A business briefing for the multi-million-dollar business network that we're presenting. You all can't miss it. Become part of the business network. Okay, I'll explain it to you a little bit more over the next two or three shows. Be ready to begin broadcasting and telling people about the network. Save your money. Okay? When we start this, we're going to make thousands and millions of dollars within months, very quickly, as a team. You know, save your money. And I was talking to a lot of children, and I stopped buying things like hot Cheeto chips and a lot of kids. You know, we start buying fruits and vegetables now. Some of us who had weed habits and some of us who had smoking habits aren't buying cigarettes or weed anymore. You know, we're eating fruits and vegetables and drinking water. Whenever we have the hankering for a smoke, we eat grapes, lettuce, and celery and stuff like that now, and do squats, push-ups, and sit-ups, and go in the next room and lift our barbells a little bit. Make sure when you lift and you lift weight that you can lift. Don't lift anything you can't lift, even if it's 10 or 20, 30 pounds. You know, you do enough repetitions of 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds, you know, something that you can lift, you know, your muscles will begin taking form even with the lightweight. Don't overdo it, okay? When you get to a point to where it feels like lightweight, you can throw that around, and you might add a few more pounds to it, okay? But save your money. If it's not necessary for you to spend it, save it, okay? Frivolous entertainment that you don't need. Spending nights in a hotel with people you don't plan on getting pregnant. Just having frivolous intercourse, you know? We're refraining from doing a lot of that now, you know, and just saving our money. Because when it comes to that point where you have to invest, whether it's even $100, $300, $500, listen, you have to invest in your own business. You're starting your business when you join this network. It's like a hot dog stand or a convenience store. You know, if it's a $700 hot dog stand, spend $700 before you even make one hot dog. Let's say a smoothie stand. I mean, even to make lemonade, you need the lemons first if you don't have a lemon tree. You got to go to the grocery store and buy lemons. Or if you have a lemon tree, you get the lemon cups. You got to buy cups. Those little expenses. When you get any business, you have to open an office. Normally, you're going to spend $500 to $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, whatever it is, opening up an office. Unless someone blesses you with 3 to 6 months of complimentary office space so that you can get it going. Some buildings do that. You know, some of these buildings have been empty for 2 or 3 years, 3 to 6 months, a year, free, you know. It's freely empty because they haven't found the tenants that they want. You see a building that's empty, you tell the guy, look, hey, I might be able to make this building work. 3 months in this building. I'm talking about Joe, talking about office space. Let me come in here, man. I don't have it. I don't have it if you're asking for anything down. However, 3 months, let me get in here and work. I can pull it together. So after 3 months, I can actually start generating an increased income so that you can receive a percentage every month thereafter. Now, imagine if the last 2 years this building's been empty, you had, 20-30% income from all my income generated coming into your pocketbook. That could have been an extra few thousand dollars a month. If you just had a thousand, 500, coming in every month for the last 2 years, you're not going to help. This place is empty when I can come in here and make a difference. I'm looking for another office space right now. You know, if anybody in Los Angeles area, in the Empire, in the Victorville area, Redondo Beach, Culver City, Inglewood, Los Angeles has a space that you all can provide for 3 months so that I can get in there and kickstart my business, open up an office for us, kickstart our business, so we can open up this office, so we can partner up together without having to worry about how we're going to do it. Now, I can use money out of my pocket, or I can incorporate the efforts of others and pull together a few partners who have a little bit of income, or we could do it in a philanthropic manner and say, look, I didn't participate in any debt. I didn't do anything that would actually require a down payment. Why don't we just move this man in? T.D. Jakes said this is God's property when he built the Potter's house, Kirk Carr said. Joel Osteen had a vision at Lakewood Church. Bishop Blake saw the light at the West Angeles Cathedral. Paul and Jan Crouch, God bless his soul, started TBN in 1974. The Crystal Cathedral. Huh? The Avila Tower. Leaning Tower of Pisa. Eiffel Tower. The Freedom Tower, people. Freedom Tower. When we've been challenged, help me, family. I love you. Good night.